Of course you're interested in gardening. We know that. But when did you first become interested in wildlife in your own backyard?
Well, the wildlife, the birds around here are fabulous. There's an eagle that actually perches on the top of the church steeple at the corner of North Druid Hills and Claremont.
An eagle.
Then there's hawks. We have had hawks in this garden come about 3 feet over our head with silent wings, and it's spectacular. Then there's the woodpecker. I look out my back window, and he's peck, peck, pecking in the pine tree, but he's not alone because there's mockingbirds eating the holly berries that are right next to him.
So, in general terms, what does it take to create a perfect wildlife habitat?
Well, most gardens have almost everything you need. You need a source for food, you need a water source, and another thing is the place for cover. Mm-hmm. And finally, a sustainable garden, a garden that doesn't use a lot of chemicals, which will kill bad insects and will kill bad fungus on your plants, but it will also kill the good stuff.
Let's discuss some examples of things we can do to cover that list.
Okay, well, let's start with food first. Plant some blueberries, plant some holly berries, plant some beauty berry, native, beautiful.
Beauty berry.
They're really pretty. In the fall, they have like lavender and orchid berries on them, or white if they're that variety. But anyway, plant Nandina, I think, makes some of those birds drunk when they eat those Nandina berries.
It sounds like there are a lot of other options than buying a wire bird feeder and filling it with bird seed.
This one is an attempt to be a squirrel-proof feeder. It has a wire mesh that's smaller than a squirrel's face, so the squirrel can easily climb on this feeder, but they can't necessarily get their mouth or face in to get any of the seeds.
We've checked food off our list. What about water?
Well, every living thing, of course, has to have water, and if you don't have a stream or a creek, you might have a big old saucer of a flower pot filled with water.
We actually, my partner Mike and I, use our dog Jeffrey's bowl outside because he won't drink from a water bowl outside, so we turned it into a little bird bath.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, with food and water out of the way, this time of year, creatures want to keep warm. What about cover?
You can make a brush pile or a wood pile, like from firewood, or even a rock pile that can provide a hiding place for critters in the wintertime. Here's our little Christmas tree. I leaned it against this tree, and it's still quite bushy. I think that if I were hiding from something, this would give me a lot of cover. And then you can compost it next spring.
If you wanted to have a certified wildlife habitat, what would you do?
The National Wildlife Federation has a list of steps, and you can fill it out, and they'll certify you, send you a sign to put in your garden.
So you'll be all official.
Exactly.
Make your neighbors jealous.
Yeah.
Jerry, thank you so much.
Wait.
Yeah.
I forgot this.
You look like you're armed. I don't know about the dangerous part. But
I am. I'm armed and dangerous. This is a squirt gun.
Yeah.
So if you have a bird feeder that's being plagued by squirrels, you can fill up your squirt gun and sit on your patio and just scare them away with the water.
What a great idea.
It doesn't hurt them.
Jerry, thank you so much for helping us go wild in our backyard. It's going to be spring before we know it.
My daffodils are starting to peek up.
Oh, little red bird, come to my windowsill. Been so lonesome, shade that morning chill. Oh, little red bird, open your mouth and say. Been so lonesome, just about flown away. Little bluebird, what am I gonna do? Five gold. so